Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me, Scuba Radio.
Whoa.
Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Barry the Bugger, bugger being slang for lobster. We got Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got Vinny Two Tanks and Jerry the Diver Guy, which you can hear and not see. Bonus. But, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, we want to just take the show. Oh, okay. CJ's. We're having a little we're having an equipment malfunction in the studio. What are the odds?
Did it catch the
phone? After last week. Yeah, I got it. I think you got it. Oh, CJ's here at the assisting me. And
person assisting,
it's kind of like
another
the Galapagos
assist.
Last yeah. week when I
it was a loose nut.
Sure enough, it was a loose nut.
And, I'm telling you, one fin, loose nuts.
No offense,
master.
No offense to Kark Johnson, but I prefer Natalia on the Galapagos as far as assisting me. But
with
that's
your
good.
Loose
you got
nuts.
Ah. Yeah. All right, there we go. All right, so old Cock Johnson to the rescue. Yeah, the microphone just dropped. Go figure.
You had it. It was all the way at the bottom of the thread.
Yeah.
It's just waiting to drop.
That's just weird, isn't it?
What's this with you and loose at, you know?
Well,
loose,
you know, I'm a loosey-goosey kind of guy. Just kind of
Well, you know, Greg, what that means is you need to stop playing with your nuts.
Yes, yeah. Just so says Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Nut.
All right.
Which are already packed for my trip to the BVI.
Yeah. Well, tighten your nuts.
Greg, go to the store and get some Loctite and you'll be done with it.
No, you can't
no,
do
you
that.
No, you don't want to do that
no,
with those.
Then,
no. then it will
no,
not move use, at all.
No.
Blue Loctite.
No,
you don't
Barry.
Do that.
No.
No, you don't do that. That's not
Shut up, Barry.
It's not good form.
Yeah.
All right. At least he knows.
I forgot about that.
It's been
a while.
It's been too long.
Then it's not nuts, it's something else.
Right.
Barry's
all right,
a
well,
certified mechanic.
Yeah,
aren't
well,
you, Barry?
Well, he is.
Well, but, he doesn't
you know,
care. It's okay.
I,
Let
no,
him play
I don't
with
want,
his loose nuts.
I prefer to have, be lubricated. And anyway, we're going to leave it at that. Listen, we've talked enough about my issues underwater. Let's talk about old Jerry, no, not Jerry the Diver Guys, but Vinny Two Tanks. Because, you know, he actually had a fairly serious...
water skills?
Well, no, your water skills were fine, but you had a fairly serious incident that we've alluded to in hour one, but we need to kind of dive deeper into this a little bit. It happened after the after we did the show, and he basically was coming back from a dive and on the inflatable, and, you know, we were going out on these things, and he came up the ladder... And he climbed up the ladder and slipped and just, you know, basically broke his fall with his head. And,
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. He's climbing onto the
onto
main,
the inflatable. The
main
punga
boat.
Is what we called
the,
it. Yeah. No, because all the diving we did in the Galapagos was off inflatables. Or they call them pungas. Pengas.
Okay.
Pungas.
So he's getting back onto the inflatable.
Yes. So, you know, there's a ladder, a little metal ladder they drape over the side of the inflatable to make it so you can climb up over.
And it's a high tube inflatable. So it's pretty high up.
Yeah. So, you know, it takes a little bit of reach to kind of grab up there, pull yourself up. So, and you got all this gear. I mean, well, we take our gear off, but we got, you know, our wetsuits. We've been diving in current, like rock climbing underwater with the current. So you're a little wore out, you know, so you get up there over the top and he just stepped the wrong way or slipped or something. And you know, like I said, he broke the fall with his face. And
well, on top of my head.
Yeah.
And you should see the other guy.
Right. Yeah. Well, that would be me. I look fine, don't I? Vinny's still showing some scars from the incident. Like, gave him a black eye. Yeah. And, and he was like, as soon as it happened, I was still in the water. I just see him disappear, but I could tell something had happened. They all, jumped on him like, hey, what's going on? And then I get up there and Vinny has not got up yet. And he's just sitting there with his eyes closed like, no, I can't move. And we're like, are you okay? And he goes, no, don't move. Let me look. We're like, all right, just
calm
down.
Wanted to be left alone for a minute. Too.
Right.
Come on, Vinny.
Got the crap beat out of him. Yeah.
One more round. You'll win the fight.
I got up after that. No,
he did. He did. He got up. But in a situation like that, it could have been real serious. It could have been. Yeah. And I mean, it was serious enough.
Hey, maybe it knocked some sense into him.
Well, no. Have you not heard him in an hour one?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But, no, we kept an eye on
Vinny,
him.
Vinny, please tell me you're milking that with the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he looks like a boxer.
He didn't have a lot of ladies to milk it with.
No, I mean, now that he's home.
But his,
he can say whatever he wants.
All the guys that were helping him dress and undress, I mean, they felt probably extra sorry for him then, too.
Yeah, they missed me on my next six.
Of course they did. Of course
they
did.
So when did, what day, like how far into the trip were you when this happened?
I just completed my 13th dive.
Yes. So it was like fifth day in, that first fifth day.
That would suck
first
if it was
dive
like right in the beginning.
No, unlucky 13.
He missed like a day and a half of diving.
I missed six dives, which I'm going to get paid back for.
Yeah, he had travel insurance.
And by the way, I got to experience Dan's services
for
the first time.
So when we got back to land after this, we were like, well, he seems okay. We better be extra careful. So when we got to land, they called ahead, hooked him up with a Dan physician on in Santa Cruz in Ecuador, where we were stopping off, and he took a look at him and said, yep, he's just as nuts as usual. He's fine.
I was gonna say, if he's a little out of it, how would you know?
Yeah,
well, this guy was a pro. He's
a pro,
right,
but
away.
He doesn't know what your baseline is like we do, Vinny. And so the fact that he picked it up, that he's kind of nutty, but I can tell that's just Vinny. Right,
but they just gave you a couple of days to get better. If not, it's pushing you over the board.
Yeah, we're gonna feed him.
He gave me some drugs that really. He gave me some muscle relaxers that really helped the next day.
Oh yeah,
they got good stuff.
Ecuadorian muscle relaxers.
Yeah,
and then he gave me something to help me sleep. And I got some 600 milligrams of ibuprofen.
Oh geez,
that's a lot.
He's still feeling it a week later.
And the nurse was massaging your neck.
It helps. That ibuprofen, it's a lot, but it does
His
work.
His name was Jorge.
I want to know what exactly did your face hit. Was it the bottom of the boat?
No, my face didn't hit. The top of my head. I hit the top of my head. I completely fell.
And then I punched him in the eyeball. Then I punched him in the eyeball.
I was going to say, something gave him a black eye.
No, that shock. A couple days later, all of a sudden, my eyes started getting, one eye started getting darker, and then they both eventually got, I think it's just residual.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was a little bit of internal bleeding, maybe.
I thought your face smashed into the console
I broke some blood.
Brain drama.
That was Vinny Balboa in the 13th round.
A couple days ago, I was really blackened. I looked like a raccoon, man.
Yeah.
They were joking about it.
Right. We're joking, but hey, he could have died, and he didn't.
I'm good at falling.
Quiet.
That would have been great.
That's when everyone's supposed to chime in, like, thank God.
Best show ever.
Well,
something
accident like that, sometimes they have to evacuate somebody, and it does. You do lose some dives when that happens.
Well, of course, you get to ride the helicopter.
Vinny, we didn't have to evacuate Vinny. He may have evacuated something in this red spandex dive pants.
Where the hell are all the sharts?
Hey, there it is. There it is.
I'm a tough guy.
See, we can laugh now because he's okay. But it could have been much serious. Much more serious.
I would have laughed my ass off when I saw him go over.
No, you would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't know he was.
Oh, you would have given him 30 seconds before you started laughing.
That'd be funny to see.
More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
How, when, and where it's made has never been more important than now. Just ask all those divers and dive shops that struggled to get products and parts during the pandemic. One relatively new gear manufacturer, however, managed quite well. Nex is one of the few, if not only, dive gear manufacturers to bring regulator and design assembly back to the USA. No shortages during the pandemic for their customers and dealers. And get this, Nex was a Tester's Choice winner in Scuba Lab for 2022 and a Best Buy in 2023. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead and allowing you to get exactly what you need for the kind of diving you prefer. This will be the last regulator you'll ever need, since the modular design can easily be modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. Are you ready to make your next dive your best dive? Then go to nexdive.com. That's nexdive.com. Next Underwater Products. nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yes, indeedy. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, we got CJ in the studio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, who was with me in the Galapagos. And now we actually have Brittany the Aqua Gypsy to join the crew and basically probably reiterate.
Suck it, losers!
We were in the Galapagos last week and they weren't. Am I right with that, Brittany, or what? What do you think?
100% correct, Greg.
Absolutely. Now, Brittany witnessed all this, these mishaps that we had during the week. Vinny taking a header into the dive boat. I had a few things. She was the only one who pretty much went incident free. Would you agree, Brittany?
One time. First dive.
First dive first you had. Dive. What happened?
First dive, first back roll. And it was my brand new mask, and I lost my mask.
Ah,
but then I got it again.
Okay, yeah. So she wasn't 100%. She lost the mask.
Did they get it back for you?
Yeah, they got it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they did. They did get it back.
Yeah.
Good.
That was like a 2 second thing. It wasn't a big deal. But
yeah, you know that happens. You roll off and you don't hold it right. It flips off your head. She actually had a mask. You had a mask that actually was torn. Wasn't it torn on one side?
Yeah, that's what happened.
She shows it to me. I was like, I would probably use your other one. This current's pretty strong. It was challenging as one dive instructor to another, Brittany. That was some pretty challenging diving, wasn't it?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, it's not for the, like I said, anybody could do it. We were talking about CJ during the week, and CJ, I told Brittany, I said CJ could do this. He would take it serious enough. And he has enough dives to pull it off. But if you know if you're not physically in good shape and you don't have a lot of dives under your belt and you potentially can panic easily. That's the key. As long as you don't panic, you can deal with all these situations, you know, like losing a mask or your hair goes.
Or a fin.
Yeah, you lose a fin. You know, all that stuff.
Loose nuts.
Yeah, you know, Brittany was there.
You lost the fin. I forgot about
that. That's right. But you didn't see me panic during any of those things, did you, Brittany?
No.
I was calm.
You
saw
me
as
with my fins.
Yeah.
You know how calm Greg was? He didn't even know that he lost his fin.
And yeah, then I went up see? To, What's
I
that
went up to him and I kicked his boot and still he didn't know first. That he lost the fin.
Yeah, I didn't even feel the kick because I'm wearing 5 mil booties. And I couldn't feel nothing under all that wetsuit material. But, yeah, she kicked me to try to get my attention. Like, hey, you know, you don't have any fin, you dumbass.
Hey, you're missing a fin.
Yeah, I said it. But you lost a fin too, Vinny? Is that what you were trying to say?
I had these power bands on, and one of the power bands slipped off, and it wouldn't work anymore. So,
yep. That's right.
But we were near each other, and I knew Brittany would come to my rescue. So as soon as I got the fin off, she came and figured out what I was doing.
And we got to talk about that because Vinny Two Tanks ended up leaning on Brittany quite a bit during the week. She ended up being like your diving saving buddy, wouldn't you say, Vinny?
She's got an uncanny ability to know when you need help.
Yeah.
And when you're screaming,
Well, you know, Vinny would have a little problem and Brittany would be right there to fix him. That was both topside and below deck, for that matter.
But if you notice, though, we all kept an eye on each other. You can always see me looking at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One big crappy family.
Yeah.
That's just paying attention in case someone's having a problem. You take a look at them.
Well, exactly. But what I'm trying to say, Vinny, is that for you in particular, Brittany was the ultimate dive buddy. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, also up on topside, too. I was always doing something stupid.
Well, that's true. That is very true.
I love the honesty.
Yeah. And Brittany
like
was
what?
Right there. I don't know. What examples can we give? I'm
Please
not
Please elaborate.
Sure.
She's just
technology. A lot of it was technology.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I leaned heavy on her for that. God, I had no technology.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some of it was the dive briefings, for sure.
Right.
They were amazing. They were like the best dive briefings on the planet. They were so good.
Yeah.
But it was funny because after, you know, like I would look at Vinny and I'd be like, so what are we going to do? And he'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it even went further. The next, you know, when we got back on land is like, all right, we got to be up at 7 a.m. And Vinny would turn to Brittany, just call me and wake me up. Like, okay. she was his personal assistant. Yeah.
Guess what I learned just the other day?
What did you learn, Vinny?
How to tie your shoes.
You can ask Siri to wake you up at a certain time.
Oh, that's right.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Technology. That's what I told him. I saw him leaning on Brittany.
You mentioned that to me, but I didn't know how to, you know, I didn't know what he was talking about. But then
set the alarm
just the other
on your
day,
phone.
I got a message on my phone saying, hey, you know, they give you little tips, Apple, and it said, hey, just tell Siri you want to call somebody.
Well, I mean,
that's easy. Vinny could have called.
Just took the whole dive buddy
thing.
She
did the same thing with her phone to me. So
well, maybe. Yeah, but Vinny was just taking the whole dive buddy thing to a whole nother level with Brittany.
I'm not
saying it's bad. I'm just saying you were really relying on her quite a bit.
I forget little things. And she goes, did you do that? I go, hell no, I forgot about that.
No, but listen, the funniest part was I called him to ask him some question after. And he said, oh, geez, you know, after I landed in LAX, I left my bag on the bus. I'm like,
that's right.
Doesn't surprise me.
Oh, boy. Well, he left his red spandex skin tight Spanx on the dive boat.
I couldn't believe it. I left my bank, one of my bags on one of the inner airport buses.
Wow.
And so I got off the bus. They told me there was a dispatcher there, so I went and talked to the dispatcher, and he goes, I just got to call him. It's coming back this way. It'll be here in a minute.
Well, there you go. So you lost a bag.
I couldn't believe it.
Vinny, what is that? What is that behind you? What is that? Is that the spare air? Reach behind you. Stand up for a second and grab behind you. What do you got back there? What is that? Are you going to stand up and grab that thing? It's moving.
I could.
Yeah, go ahead, grab it. Is that the kitty cat thing you were telling?
Yeah, that's the kitty cat.
All right, well, grab it. Right. Show us that in the camera.
Yeah, stand up.
Yeah,
you sure.
Yeah, hurry up. Yeah. Let's go. Good Lord, let's go. I want to see the cat you were talking about on the boat.
I'm fully clothed.
What?
Thank you. Thank you.
What is he doing?
Red pants on. I'm fully clothed. But I have red pants on.
What is going on here? What was
I
that?
Don't know. You're the one that's trying to get him to stand up.
You didn't plan for the, I thought you were going to do a big gag for the crew today.
Yeah. Well, Vinny lost another bet.
Vinny forgot. He didn't call Brittany.
You guys had this planned.
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch. You were going to us.
Well, he probably realized he had left his red spandex Spanx on the boat. That's what he was supposed to do. And, you know, put a big old cucumber or potato or something in there for your visual enjoyment or abuse. Well, now you know the rest of the story, and we apologize. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Jeff, the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Now, here's the guy who I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who told you to? Yeah. No!
He can't say. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Now, here's the guy I consider.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving. You really going to do that?
Oh, my God.
One more time.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Here's the guy I consider the hippopotamus of diving.
Here's the guy that I consider the hippopotamus of diving. Greg, the dive master.
Oh, that's too good.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah, we're going to be in the Turks and Caicos August 3rd through the 10th for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. It is going to be a magical scuba dive tour. We got a scuba magician on board. We got Megan Heaney Greer, free diving champion.
Who's going?
Megan Heaney Greer.
Oh, okay.
We've had her on the show many times before in the past, and she's going to be on board that week, as well as Mermaid Kristen, who is newly crowned Miss Scuba USA Virginia.
And Scuba Queen Ambassador Virginia.
Actually, by then, we're going to know if she's indeed Miss Scuba Queen USA, or maybe her and Rachel, Mermaid Rachel from Nevada.
But she's so. Just...
What?
When do they do it?
But we're going to know Miss Scuba USA by the Scuba Show in L.A.,
which is the first
of June. But she's won the preliminary for the state of Virginia. She will represent Miss Scuba USA Virginia. Rachel will represent Nevada. And then I guess, you know, there's 48 more. And they got to battle it out in some kind
of octagon. Like, do you get a vote?
I don't know how they do it. I was asking Kristen about that.
They don't ask you to cast your vote?
I don't know. I don't know what the details are. All I know is that they're supposed to have the Miss USA announcement by the Scuba Show, which is June 1. So we're going to know pretty quick whether one of our Scuba Radio Scuba Squad
members. Did you tell her to wrap her entry in $20 bills?
Oh, she knows. She knows the routine for sure. So, you know, it'll be fun to track this. And but look, if you want to join us on the Turks and Caicos, make plans now. It's going to be an awesome, epic adventure. Diving is awesome that time of year in the Turks and Caicos. I can't wait. It won't come soon enough. But we don't have to wait that long. We can go diving next week in the Florida Keys for the I Care Trash Derby. Michael Goldberg, I believe we got him. Mike, you with us? How you doing?
I am here.
Yes. So he's the man behind the madness of this event. And it is happening May 2nd to the 5th. So that's this coming week in the Florida Keys, all up and down the Florida Keys. Yeah, we've been talking about this last few months. And how many spots, how many dive spots did you give away, Michael, with the organization? What do you figure? It was 600 and something?
694 spots. Wow. I had to fill, and they're full.
They're sold out. So that's almost 700 free dives were scheduled out for next week, and all these divers are going to go down to the Florida Keys next week and pick up trash and just clean up the reefs. That's the ultimate goal, right, Mike?
It sounds like fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast. You bet. It's the biggest. I think it's got to be the biggest dive event ever in the Keys.
I've never heard of giving away 700 free dive spots like this. So, I mean, we've talked about it, like I said, over the last, couple months as you prepared for this thing. And this is the second or third annual. I forget. What was it, Michael?
This is the second one.
Second one. And, okay.
Boy, I tell you, when I started thinking about noodling this idea, someone said to me, hey, you know, just give it all away. I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
No way. I don't think I can pull that together, man.
Right.
And man, we actually did it. So it's the first time ever, like you said, and it's going to be one hell of an event.
Well, it's going to be an underwater, army going down to the Keys next week. And you get to do the best thing you love, which is to go scuba diving. And while you're down there, if you see any trash, you pick it up, bring it up to the dive boat, and then they're going to have a way in. There's prizes. I mean, all the stuff about this event, even though the dive spots are filled up, if you're in the Keys next week, May 2nd to the 5th, just go to iCareTrashDerby.com, and people could show up at the weigh-ins and, check in with some of the dive operators, maybe wave to the folks when they're coming back in or help out on land and that kind of stuff too, last minute, I guess, couldn't they, Michael, or what do you think?
They sure can. So we have a land division. So people want to clean up around the shoreline. There's no shortage of debris that floats up on any shore. I don't care where you live in this world.
Right.
And we're no different than anyone else here in the Keys, and that stuff floats up. And we have teams of people cleaning up the shoreline. You can actually go on that website, trashderby.com, and register a team. You're in South Florida and you got nothing going on next weekend. Register a team. Come on down. You pull enough trash, the first prize is $1,000, and you're cleaning up the reef and you're cleaning up the shoreline, and you can win cash. You can win all sorts of cool. The divers get to win. Can win all sorts of cool stuff.
We got
Mara's has donated a regulator. Cressy has donated a fabulous backplate BC, a couple of dive operators. We've got regulators from South Point Divers. We have a regulator from Divers Direct Key Dives. They also donated a regulator. All that's being given away to the people that are competing.
Yeah.
And you never know. You may be one.
Well, it's a win-win-win all the way around. I mean, a lot of the operators in the Florida Keys are participating. And like you said, all the divers coming down that would want to come and dive the Keys anyway. The weather looks like it's going to be spectacular this week for the Florida Keys, by the way, diving-wise. So I think, it's an amazing event you're putting on. So hats off to you. The big party is Sunday. Is that right? Or do I have it right?
Yep.
Yeah. So yep. Sunday will be the
Sunday.
Yeah. At what time? Give me the rundown of that if people want to come down for the event on Sunday.
Sunday from noon to 6. Fabulous music. I've got some amazing groups that are singing, and we have fabulous food, all sorts of really cool nonprofits. We got nonprofits flying here from California, from Colorado, all from South Florida, all coming to educate everyone that comes here, learn about what's being done out on the reef, trying to help our ocean. And from various coral groups, sponges, all sorts of things are going to be there. You're going to learn and get to hear some great music, eat some great food, and just hang around with a bunch of people that you know you're going to love.
Well, there you go. And it's Cinco de Mayo. How about that?
Exactly.
So it'll be a big party Sunday. So that's noon to 6. What park? Where is it at exactly in the Florida Keys?
In Isla Mirada at a place called Founders Park.
Founders Park. Got it. I'm very familiar with that place. I'd be there too, but it is my wedding anniversary. So I got some priorities I have to keep in check there. But hats off to you, Michael. Great stuff. iCareTrashDerby.com, the website. We'll let you get back to your planning, but I wanted to get you on one more time, and we'll probably have to circle back, see how much trash you raised out of the Florida Keys to make our environment just a little bit better down in that neck of the woods. That sound good to you?
Fabulous, and I really appreciate everyone's support. It's going to be one hell of a weekend, and thank you so much.
You got it, Michael. There you go. Michael Goldberg, iCare is his organization, and once again, iCareTrashDerby.com. Very cool stuff they're doing down there May 2nd to the 5th in the Florida Keys. Just go to the website, get all the details, at least show up for the Sunday party. That'd be a good thing, because like I said, those 700 dive spots, they're sold out. They gave them all away. I mean, it's not hard
for
to believe.
Free.
Yeah.
For free.
Absolutely.
Can you believe that?
That's a pretty cool thing for sure. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat, and you hear Scuba Radio.
Yeah, wait, you're the lead dive master on the Agua Cat? What are you?
Yes, sir. I'm the lead dive master.
Okay, do it again. One more time.
You kidding?
No.
Okay, guys, I'm Manny. I'm your dive master lead in Agua Cat. And you hear Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
The what? Okay. Hi, guys, I'm Manny. I'm a dive instructor in Agua Cat. And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to dive.
You kidding? You did it, translate.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
All right. I can do it slow.
Okay, do it slow. Yeah, do it slow.
The world's first
radio
show
devoted to
diving.
Devoted to diving.
For the Spanish speakers, la mejor radio estación de radio devota de lo que es el buceo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Couldn't say it better myself. I am Greg the Dive Master. Look, next week, we are going to plan, since, you know, the Humboldt Explorer with Explorer Ventures last week had Starlink, and supposedly they've installed Starlink satellite internet on all the entire Explorer Venture fleet, from what I was told. That was the first time I've been on the boat with Explorer Ventures and had that, and I was shocked that we were 150 miles offshore in the middle of nowhere or by Darwin and Wolf, and I could call up CJ and tell him to suck it, loser. I'm in the Galapagos. And he says, you sound better than you do when you're at home. I mean, the quality was phenomenal.
Good.
And so we're going to check in with Natalia, one of the dive guides that basically made us get through the week without any major incidents. And ideally have her on live from the Humboldt Explorer in the Galapagos next week on Scuba Radio, where she can basically tell all of us to suck at losers, because she's still there and we're not. So that is the plan for next week. And
okay, yeah. Good night, everybody.
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought we were done.
No, there's more. We got more.
Damn it.
I mean, I still want to bring the Aqua Gypsy back in. And by the way, she is recovering from our Galapagos trip at the Gomez Hilton. So how is Captain Gomez? Is he there on the premises too, there with you, Brittany, or is he managing
things? He's live on location. I have a friend that came into town, so she's getting scuba certified. So today we did the pool session.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah. So you didn't skip a beat. You're like, you know, you're not recovering.
Back to work.
She's back to work.
Back at it.
Sharing the love of scuba. So, how would you rate Vinny Two Tanks as a dive buddy and then me?
Wow. Put her on the spot.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Seriously.
Yeah. What would you say, Brittany? Because, I said earlier, before you even came on, I said, Brittany is an amazing diver. She's one of the best dive instructors I have dove with. And Barry's looking at me like, hey, what about me? No, you suck up. You suck compared to her.
No.
You're terrible.
Tell me, how many times did Greg get lost? How many times did he not know north from south?
Tell her the truth, Brittany.
Actually, I was shocked. Like, shock and awe. Greg got lost zero times.
Ah, wow. See, suck it.
And it was incredible. Took
300 dives to figure that one out.
I get it. Your money's in the mail.
But he was following somebody.
Okay.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
There you go.
No. That's not true.
It's a lot easier when you swim into the current and then the current carries you back to the boat.
No, that isn't what we did, though.
Easier if you have both fins on so you don't go in circles.
No. We were climbing along the rocks at the bottom of the ocean. And we had to climb because kicking wouldn't have got you there. You had to climb. Well, yeah, it was underwater rock climbing is what it was in the Galapagos. Currents were
insane. That's what I called it.
And, so it was a little strenuous at times. I mean, it'd give you a good workout. But, and then we'd let go and then we'd drift. But we actually did more rock climbing underwater than I expected that we were going to do.
Yes.
But it was worth it. Yeah.
I was getting into it. I kind of liked it after a while.
Vinny,
it was fun.
Vinny is a fan. Yeah. What do you think, Brittany?
There was this one time we could talk about the sea lions when Vinny missed out on that one because of the brain injury. But we actually had to hang on, and then we were popping our heads up when the current wasn't rushing at us, and then we would go back down, and then here comes the current again, and then out of nowhere, the current came from behind us.
Right.
It was like it was just coming at us all different directions, and then we were just toast. Yeah. Greg actually hit me in the face, and so then I just grabbed his leg and pushed him off. Go away.
But I didn't feel it because I was wearing a 5 mil. So, I didn't even.
You couldn't control yourself. Like, there was just some times where, like, you're like, well, I guess I'm going this way.
That's true. Yeah. The currents are too strong.
What was the depth you were diving at?
We never got too crazy deep. I'd say max was what? Maybe 75 feet.
I think my max
was
like
81. We're at 50 to 40 feet.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah, we didn't really have to do too
I think they did that for a reason. So,
maybe.
The deeper with the harder current, you're deep, if something goes wrong,
right.
So they'd rather keep a shallow.
Yeah, but we didn't really.
At least everything about
them. It wasn't underwater where we had problems. People have more problems on the boat, falling down into the dive boat. Hello, Vinny.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Vinny's incident is he landed on his head. He doesn't use that anyway. So, if you're going to injure yourself, might as well be a body part you don't put to use too much.
Right. I also got my foot caught between the boat.
That happened.
What?
Yeah. I got, so it's two things.
I didn't know that one.
When we were climbing from the Ponga onto the ship.
Oh, that's right. I heard him making a big pain about that.
I slipped and my foot went in. And I go, holy crap. And I knew right away that, and I pulled up just in time for the bow crash back in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I lucked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I still can't believe he left his red spandex Spanx that he was diving with as a dive suit.
Well,
on the boat.
You did leave him there?
He left him there.
Maybe next time we go, one of the crew members will be wearing
them. I have no doubt.
Memento for Leo.
Natalia. Probably has them as a, you know, what do they call that? A
keepsake. No, I don't keepsake. Think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
You don't think, you know, it's like serial killers keep a little piece of their victim.
Oh, these are Vinny's Spanx. I'm going to keep them forever.
I don't Vinny's Spanx. You guys.
They burned those. Out burn they were them. Like, look, there's not supposed to be any fire on the boat, I mean, but
I can't, you know, I can't ever do anything fire. Right for you guys.
What do you mean? Yeah, that was perfect.
You did everything right. It was perfect.
You know, Vinny Two Tanks, I will say, for this week in the Galapagos, he provided more radio gold probably than mm-hmm. any other trip I've done. How about mm-hmm. that, Vinny?
You're kidding me.
No! Mm-hmm. It was mm-hmm. it was the honest truth. If it weren't for you, it'd probably been kind of boring. We'd just been talking about diving.
Well, all I remember is I didn't realize I was doing it, but I messed up Brittany's videos, and I messed up the English.
What do you mean you messed up
Nigel's his videos?
How did you mess up her videos?
Really
what did you do?
About that.
What, just
really
by being in them?
No, can't you edit that stuff out?
I have to go silent. I can add music or something, but every single video is just completely inappropriate comments.
overdub it.
I just didn't dawn on me. Did you record? Why did you kick me the first time?
The sea lions, you know, the sea lions are nursing off their mom.
No.
And that just lends itself to like, little nipply outside, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Well, that's actually pretty more than funny. That. I wish I would have said that.
Well, see, Vinny, CJ was not there, so I ended up being the funny one for a
week. Yeah, he was the funniest one without you, CJ.
See what you missed, CJ?
You
sounds
a
like
lot,
a lot.
Buddy.
Sounds like Greg is CJ's understudy.
Well, next week we're going to have a video, hopefully, from the Galapagos. We'll play that. We'll talk to Natalia from the deck of the
Humboldt. You won't have it done by then.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I will. I got some great footage of hammerheads, sea lions, Vinny Two Tanks, wearing his red spandex.
No.
Oh, God.
Even he, I think even Vinny threw up a little in his mouth when I said that. That's weird. Okay, on that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward sweater.
Safe diving, everyone.
You want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.